Still staying with the theme of the mood of the day, we are speaking to the women and listening to the stories whose work helps shape and leave an indelible mark on lives and communities. And one such woman is Major Divya Jit Kumar, who is staff officer of the Indian Army serving with a UN mission in South Sudan. Good morning, Divya, and it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here, and a happy Women's Day.
Right.
As well.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Well, now just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you've already introduced me. I'm Major Divya. I'm from the Indian Army. I've served for a period of 8 years so far in the Army. And why they considered me again, I would say, is because I was the first woman in the Indian Army to win the all-round best cadet when I passed out from an academy 8 years back.
Right.
And I got selected for the UN mission last year, and I'll be serving in South Sudan for a period of 1 year.
After this. And what are your main responsibilities as a female chief of staff in what I would imagine is a male-dominated army?
Male-dominated, I would say, is just for the reason because they have started inducting women late into the army and not for anything else. But my responsibilities stand the same as any other officer in the Indian Army. And whatever is expected of them is expected of us as well in service.
Yes, and I believe as you serve in the army as a woman or a lady, you might be facing some barriers. So what barriers have you faced as a woman and how have you been able to overcome them?
Okay, I wouldn't call them as barriers to me, because once you start considering them as barriers, your problem starts then. Yeah. So since there are more number of men than women, the acceptance is a major issue. And being a traditional country again, accepting women in the army is an issue. So that was one small thing which we keep facing every day. But it is not that it cannot be done. As long as you are good in what you do, I don't think anybody can stop you on your way ahead.
That's true. Yeah. And what are your memorable moments as a woman serving in the army?
My memorable moment so far would be probably my the first posting which I ever had, the place, the locations I've been to, the kind of adventures I've had in those places.
Right.
So those are the things which are memorable to me so far.
Just out of curiosity, which places are those?
I've served within India in places of Kashmir. So that is one of the best places I've ever seen, and one of the best postings I've ever had.
Yes. And can you just tell us, what does International Women's Day mean to you, and is it worth celebrating?
Okay, I'll answer the second part first. It is definitely worth celebrating. But yes, International Women's Day is, to me, it is a day to mark and to remember the best of whatever the women have done so far in the world, not only here, but all around the world, and a way to respect them. And I'm definitely sure that one day should be celebrated to respect the women.
Yes. And there are young girls out there who might be listening to us and they think, oh, army is not for women and is not for, you know, we're not supposed to be there. What message could you like to give them, to these young ladies who will be looking forward to joining this kind of professions?
Okay, you're listening to me here, so that is a reason to say that army is for, it's not for any gender. It is for anybody. Anybody who is willing to serve for their country should join the army. Physical strength and everything, it's all in your mental capacity of how much you think you can push yourself to do. So that goes in once you think that your service for the country is the first thing in mind.
Right.
So just remember that when you want to get into service, whatever your physical condition might be, if you think that you want to serve the country, then you should join the army.
Right. And Divya, just before you go, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as somebody who inspires others to do better, particularly women.
Indeed. And obviously, you are inspirational. Now, on this particular day, what is your final message out there?
My final message out there is, like you said, happy Women's Day to everybody. And you can go anywhere and do anything you want.
Happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Mirai Breakfast. So we do appreciate your time.
Yes, and that was Divya Jit Kumar, who is a staff officer of the Indian Army serving in the UN mission in South Sudan.